So what we can do is we'll read the translation of one song, then sing it, and then translation of the second song and sing it. One thing is, I sung all of these songs once, maybe about 15 years ago, and it's been quite some time. And it's not... You should put Tilak on with the right hand, by the way. Ulta Loka. And also, those who are playing the instruments, be aware that the tal changes. Tal means the rhythm. It changes in many of the songs. It changes sometimes more than once in one song. So be ready for that. Okay, translation. I must say it sounds better in Bengali, but you get the general idea in English. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, "He who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, which are the abode of all auspiciousness, he who has not taken shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, which is decorated with the beautiful lotus flower named Radha. He who in this life has not associated with the devotees of Radhika, who are very wise, and whose devotion for Radha is very deep, how will such..." Actually, the translation is pretty bad, but anyway, you get the general idea. It's that it's Radha's bhav who's gambhir. She whose feelings are very deep. How, if you have not associated with those who have made Radha their very life, how will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Shama's sublime mellows? Please understand this most attentively. Srimati Radhika is the exemplary teacher of the brilliant mellows of conjugal love. This pure love between Radha and Madhava is worthy of discussion and contemplation. He who has grasped hold of the lotus feet of Radha with great care obtains the lotus feet of Krishna, which are like priceless jewels. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Radha, one can never personally meet Lord Krishna. The Vedic scriptures declare that Krishna is the property of the maidservants of Sri Radha. Abandoning wealth, followers, wife, sons and friends, and giving up materialistic activities and intellectual knowledge, being absorbed in sweetness of service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is Bhaktivinoda's conviction. Radhika Charan... Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to read it in Bengali script. Radhika Charana Pada Shakala Shera Shadma Radhika Jatane Jenahi Aradhilo Radha Padang Kitodham Vrindavana Jarnam. Radha Padang Kitodham Taha jena ashray karilo. Chitta jeva mahade
Radhika Chitta jeva mahade
Karna sanga na kaila jivane Shamananda Rasha Shindu Shanananda Nabhi Bebujaha Ekamane Radhika Ujjala Rashera Acharya Shuddha Prema Vicharja Vedar Hilo Radha Pada Parama Jatane Shri Pailo Krishna Pada Amula Ratane Radha Pada Bina Kabu Krishna Nahi Mile
Radha Pada Bina Kabu Krishna Nahi Mile
Radha Dashi Krishna Sarva Vede Bale
Radha Dashi Krishna
Sarva Vede Bale Charata Dhanajana Pada Pankaja Madhura Tashimana Beyond the Viraja river lies the pure spiritual sky, and above that Vaikuntha realm lies the divine abode known as Sri Goloka Vrindavan. The land of Vrindavan is made of spiritual gems and is therefore likened to a mine of fully cognizant and blissful jewels. This transcendentally conscious realm is certainly a wonderful and extraordinary sight. Within that abode is the most astonishing presence of Lord Krishna, who is just like a tamal tree, the king of trees, possessing the hue of a dark sapphire. Entwined upon that blackish tree is a beautiful golden creeper, which is going up, round and the creeper goes up, round and round the tree. Who is the conqueror of all realms, being the supreme purifier. Her name is Mahabhava, being the essence of the supreme pleasure-giving Haladini potency. She is the enchantress of Sri Krishna, who is himself the enchanter of the three worlds. Known by the name of Radha, she remains shining there in great ecstasy, always engaged in satisfying Govinda's heart. The leaves and flowers of that creeper form the assembly of her girlfriends headed by Lalita. Together, she and all her friends entwine that blackish tree in a tight embrace. At the touch of this creeper, the tamal tree blooms. Without the embrace of the creeper, he can no longer exist. The creeper never desires to leave the company of the tamal tree. The creeper perpetually craves their union. Other than the meeting of these two, Bhaktivinoda desires nothing, nothing else. Birajara Pareshudha Parabhoma Dham Birajara Pareshudha. Tadupari Shri Gokula Vrindaranya Nam.
Tadupari Shri Gokula Vrindaranya Nam.
Vrindavana Chintamani Chidananda Ratna Kani.
Yeah.
Ramani Shiromani. Next song. The beloved daughter of King Vrishabhanu is the crest jewel of all young women. Yeah, Ramani gives the idea also of pleasant young women, enjoyable. Rama means bliss, right? So it's the same root, Ramani. She is fond of wearing, she actually says she wears blue garments. Okay, so what? She wears blue clothes, but it's Radha wearing it. It's not anyone. Everything about her is, what shall we say? I don't know. Bhaktivinoda, her radiant complexion is very pleasing and conquers the beauty of freshly cut gold. Her locks of hair are nicely arranged. Yeah. You all you ladies, you want to be like Radha? Tie your hair up. It's just what it says here. Radha Kobari. That's what it says. The translation says nicely arranged, but it's Radha. You know what that means? It's tied up, right? Radha Kobari. Hari Prana. She is the life and soul of Lord Krishna. Right. She is artfully adorned with jewels. She is very learned in the science of Hari Rasa. And her forehead is nicely decorated with tilak. Her breasts are covered with a beautiful corset, or blouse, I guess. Corset is something which makes you, it's lower down, right? And adorned with valuable gems. And her eyes are anointed with black collyrium. Mascara, kajal. Thus she appears to be relishable sweetness personified. Giving up everything and becoming a maidservant at the lotus feet of Radha, just worship and serve her with great care and attention. Beholding her effulgent rays of pure beauty, the goddesses Rati, Gauri and Leela abandon all their pride. Rati is the wife of Kamadev. Gauri is the wife of Shiva. And Leela is the wife of Vishnu. Yes, another name for Lakshmi. Of course, there are also names for Radha, because she's the original of all this. The good fortune attributed to the goddess is Sachi, wife of Indra, Lakshmi, and Satya. Oh, be careful. Satyabhama is completely defeated in the presence of Radha's feet. You have to be careful what you say here. You get in trouble. The group of rival devotees, gopis, headed by Chandravali, that's also a name for Radha, Chandravali. Yeah? A row of moons. The group of rival gopis led by Chandravali are forced to accept their defeat before Srimati Radharani, for she alone controls Krishna. Thus they always sulk and simply remain quarrelsome. Then Haridayata Radha Charana Prayashi Bhakati Vinod Sri Godruma Bhashi. Bhaktivinoda gives his identity. Bhaktivinoda, a resident of Sri Godrum, means he's eternally a resident of Sri Godrum, always endeavors for the lotus feet of Radha, the most beloved of Lord Hari. Yeah, but it actually Bhaktivinoda is a resident of Godrum, and he is one who always endeavors for service at the lotus feet of Radha, who is the most beloved of Lord Hari. Translation is a little different, but it actually says, it's him, like, this is, He's giving his identity here. So we'll sing that. Ramani Shiromani Vrishabhanu Nandini.
Ramani Shiromani Vrishabhanu Nandini.
Nilabhashana Paridhana.
Nilabhashana.
Nagari Garna Shiromani. Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel of all amorous young maidens who take pleasure in relishing transcendental mellows. She is a beautiful swan in the waters of love for Krishna, a transcendental wish-fulfilling creeper on the family tree of King Vrishabhanu, and the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. It's supposed to be the Abhishek, huh?
Yes, Maharaj, after the class we'll have Abhishek.
This is the class.
Yes,
instead of having a class, we're having bhajan session. But where is that going to be?
Okay, but it all has to be set up, doesn't it?
It's all set up. We just have to keep the table and stuff.
Okay.
Upon her hips, she wears red silken cloth on which tiny bells are swinging, and upon her breasts sways a lovely necklace of pearls. In this way, she looks so splendorous that she steals the heart of the beholder. Her bodily luster is exceptionally effulgent, like the golden whorl of the best of lotus flowers. Her two sweetly smiling lips display the immortal nectar of adolescence mixed with the fragrant camphor of new youthfulness. Try and imagine that. She is completely faithful to Krishna. Seeing that this supremely mischievous son of Nanda has arrived on the outskirts of the Vrindavan forest as he returns from tending the cows, she becomes stricken. I didn't say about tending the cows. Anyway, she becomes stricken with anxiety and affectionately offers prayers to him by the hints and signals of her eyes. Srimati Radharani is the life and soul of all the elder women of Vraja and is especially dear to Mother Yashoda. Basking in the affection of charming Lalita Devi, Radha's bodily form has fully blossomed like a lotus, thus displaying her beautiful and graceful limbs. Accompanied by Vishakha, Radha picks forest flowers and strings together a Vaijayanti flower garland for Krishna. She is the well-wisher of all and is always situated upon the chest of the Lord, being the most beloved young girlfriend of Krishna. Hearing the soft sound of the flute, she moves swiftly through the forest, and finding in the bowers of Vraja the best of dancing actors, the chaste Radha, with smiling eyes, turns her face downward in shyness while restlessly scratching her ear. When the breeze, which is scented with the fragrance of lotus flowers, makes the waters of Radha Kund very cool, then in the warmth of the summer, in those cooling waters, Radha, along with her girlfriends, satisfies the hero of Gokul. Bhaktivinod says to Rupa and Raghunath, clasping their lotus feet, "When will you bestow your mercy upon me and give me eternal service to such a Radha as this? For her service is the wealth of the truly wise." Roshika Nagari Garna Shiromani Krishna Prem. Okay, go on. Krishna Preme Sarahamsi.
Krishna Preme Sarahamsi.
Vrishabhanu Raja Shuddha Kalpa Bali. Sarva Laki Garna Amshi.
Sarva Laki Garna Amshi.
Rakta Pata Vastra Nitamba Upari.
Rakta Pata Vastra Nitamba Upari.
Kudra Ganti Duleta. Kucha Juga Pari Duli Mukta Mala.
Kucha Juga Pari Duli Mukta Mala.
Chitta Hari Shobha Pai.
Chitta Hari Shobha Pai.
Sara Sija Bara Karnika Shaman.
Sara Sija Bara Karnika Shaman.
Atishoy Kanti Mati.
Atishoy Kanti Mati.
Kaishara Amrita Taruna Karpura.
Kaishara Amrita Taruna Karpura.
Mishra Smita Dhara Shati.
Mishra Smita Dhara Shati.
Anante Agata Brajapati Shuta. Parama Chanchala Bhare. Heri Shankha Kula Nayana Bhangite.
Heri Shankha Kula Nayana Bhangite.
Adore Taste of a Kare. Mahila Ganera Paran.
Mahila Ganera Paran.
Yashomati Priya Patri.
Yashomati Priya Patri.
Lalita Lalita Snehite Prapula.
Lalita Lalita Snehite Prapula.
Sharira Lalita Ganera. Shakara Shane Bana Fula Tuli. Kante Bai Janti Mala.
Kante Bai Janti Mala.
Shakala Shayasi Krishna Bhaktita.
Shakala Shayasi Krishna Bhaktita.
Parama Prayashi Bala. Ashita Nayani Namramukhi Shati.
Ashita Nayani Namramukhi Shati.
Kara Kandu Anna Kare.
Kara Kandu Anna Kare.
Sarsiya Kamal Bayu Sushita.
Sarsiya Kamal Bayu Sushita.
Mare Jare Kandu Anira. Kandu Anira. Jabe Kundanira,
Ore Jabe Kundanira,
Nidage Tatai Nijagana Shaha,
Nidage Tatai Nijagana Shaha,
Ushai Gokula Bira,
Ushai Gokula Bira,
Akati Vinoda Rupa Raghunate. Song 5. Srimati Radharani's transcendental bodily form has arisen out of the Mahabhava Chintamani, the wish-fulfilling stone of her extraordinary feelings for Krishna. She is the decoration of the Lord of the Sakhis and is effulgent with the Lord of the Sakhis is Krishna, and she's Sakhi, Naradhari is Sakhi of Krishna, female friend of Krishna. She's the decoration among them, she's the best among them, and is effulgent with divinely splendorous potency. She takes her first bath in the shower of the nectar of compassion, her second bath in the nectar of youth, and her third bath in the nectar of bodily lustre. She thus conquers the beauty of even the goddess of fortune and is endowed with the prominent quality of chastity. She wears this silken sari of modesty, and on her forehead she wears the red kumkum dot of loveliness. Her body is decorated with pictures drawn in musk, and she wears a necklace that is adorned with the fresh jewels of the ecstatic symptoms. Shivering in the body, flowing of tears from the eyes, standing of hairs on the body, being stunned, perspiring, faltering of the voice, inactivity and madness. Sri Radha is very much beautified by wearing the flower garland strung with her 25 qualities. 25 qualities. Oh, and there's some of the translation is missing here. She makes the flower garland very beautiful. You could say, you could translate it as saying she's beautified by a flower garland, or you could translate it as saying that she makes the flower garland very beautiful. And her silken cloth is the emotions of being both steady at heart and not steady at heart. No, it's a no. Covered indignation constitutes her braided and ornamented hair, and she is radiant with the tilak of auspicious fortune. The name and glories of Krishna are the delight of her ears. Srimati Radharani's lips have become very red from chewing betel nuts. That's the excuse. And the black collyrium of cunningness is clearly visible on her eyes. Her smile is like sweet camphor, and she is always fond of joking. Yeah, but it's not just joking and fooling around. It's joking and joking with Krishna and the cowherd boys, and who can insult the other more? Who can twist the words of the other more? And the gopis always outdo the gopas. So if you, all you feminists, you can go to Golok Vrindavan. You'll be successful up there. Down here, everything is a perverted reflection.
Oh.
So the men are on top here. Sorry. We're sorry to be here in the first place. Her smile is like sweet camphor, and she is always fond of joking. Yeah, when we hear this, we try to relate it from our own experience, but we have to remember always that this is, we are in the perverted reflection. This is reality. When we say she's always fond of joking, it's in a different platform, transcendence. She sits on a bed of pride in a palace of fame and glory, and a garland of extraordinary transformations of ecstatic love hangs swinging around her neck. Her breasts are covered by the bodice of loving anger. She plays on a lute called kachapi, turtle-shaped lute. A lute is it's an instrument which, it's a stringed instrument, which you don't see nowadays because people play guitars. But yeah, it's a string, something like a simple harp, I guess. To announce the conquest of her rival Chandravali, Radha is always fond of placing her playful lotus-like hands on the shoulders of two of her girlfriends. Her youthful form is very graceful and slender, and she is the exclusive distributor of the nectar of Lord Shyamasundara. Shyamasundara. Well, I don't see exclusive, but the translator has added his feelings also. O Rupa and Raghunath, your great treasure is the lotus feet of such a Radha. This Bhaktivinod, who describes himself as very fallen and lowly, prays at
your lotus feet, Rupa and Raghunath, with the straw of the street between his teeth. Please bestow upon me a nectarian particle of eternal service to Srimati Radharani. Mahabhava Chintamani Udbhavita Tanukhani Shakipati Shajja Prabhavati.
Mahabhava Chintamani Udbhavita Tanukhani Shakipati Shajja
Karunya Tarunya Ha Labanya Amita Dha
Karunya Tarunya Ha Labanya Amita
Dha Tahesnata Loki Jai Shati Loja Porta Bastra Ja Sondarja Kumkum Masha
Loja Porta Bastra Ja Sondarja Kumkum
Masha Kasturi Chitrita Kaleba Chabing Shati Gun Fula Mala Sushobhana
Chabing Shati Gun Fula Mala Sushobhana
Dhira Dhira Bhav Pata Bhasa
Dhira Dhira
Jogmana Maka
Chanda joy kacha pi rohini. Shakhi gaya shande mira karambo jatana shula.
Shakhi gaya
Vitarini in Vraja's forest is a beautiful platform, graceful with many flowers. There the trees and vines delight the eyes. How many birds sing there? A fragrant Malaya breeze gently blows. Greedy for honey, many bees fly. The springtime moon and stars gloriously shine. At that time, the flute player, expert at tasting nectar pastimes, began the rasa dance. Surrounded by hundreds and millions of gopis, Krishna joyfully danced with Radha, singing many songs. Sri Radha, the enchantress of Lord Krishna, charmed the hearts of all the worlds. She charms all moving and unmoving beings. She removes Chandravali's pride. After churning the heart of Vraja's young Krishna, Radha suddenly vanishes. Bhaktivinoda sees a great calamity has come. In Radha's absence, the rasa dance breaks. Baraja bipine jamuna kule mancha monohara shobhita fule.
Baraja bipine jamuna kule mancha monohara shobhita fule.
Vanaspati lata tushaye anki.
Vanaspati lata tushaye anki.
Jadupari koto dakhe paki. Shantira Raka Udu Patada
Shantira Raka Udu Patada
Komudi Bittore Adore Shada
Komudi Bittore Adore Shada
Himato Shamaye Rashika Bhara
Himato Shamaye Rashika Bhara
Arambhalit Arambhilo Rasha Murali Dhar Gopi majete hari,
kata koti gopi majete hari,
Radha shahana che ananda hari,
Radha shahana che ananda hari,
Madhava mohini gaya ki,
Harilo
shakala jagat che.
Ta-da!
Basha Bhangilo Radha Bihane.
Basha Bhangilo Radha Bihane.
Bhakti Vinod sees a great calamity has come. In Radha's absence, the rasa dance breaks. Earnestly trying, hundreds of millions of gopis have no power to calm Krishna's heart. Playing the flute, Krishna calls Radha's name, saying, Radha, come here, come here. Breaking the rasa dance circle, Krishna goes searching for Radha, calling out, Radha, please let me see you, please save my life. Krishna weeps in the forest. Meeting in a secluded place, Krishna embraces Radha. Now his feverish life has become cool. Krishna says, how can there be a rasa dance without you? I stay in Vraja only for your sake. Standing at Sri Radha's feet, or not even standing, at Radha's feet, Bhaktivinoda says, counting me among your entourage, please make me your maidservant. Shatakoti gopi madhava man rakitena. Whoops, where are we going? Shatakoti gopi madhava man rakitena lelo kari jata.
Shatakoti gopi madhava man rakitena lelo kari jata.
Tenu gite dake radhikanam. Into the heart of Radha and Krishna and see Bhaktivinoda Thakur's heart also. Then, if a desire does not arise in your mind for the worship of Radha, then your worship of Krishna is useless. Just like the sun without heat, we don't know any such thing. It's ridiculous. So in the same way, we don't recognize Madhava without Radha. That fool, ignorant person who worships Madhava only without Radha and who is not respectful to Radha, such a person is conceited and proud. And I, oh no, he said, you don't ever associate with such a person. If you want to participate in the eternal sportive pastimes of Raja, if you have the feeling, if you want to identify yourself as a servant of Radha, then by that you will quickly attain to Krishna in Vrindavan, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, then Shruti, the Vedas, Narayani can mean Lakshmi, Tulsi. They all worship the dust, very respectfully worship the dust of Radha's lotus feet. Uma, wife of Lord Shiva, Rama, Lakshmi, Satya, Satyabhama, Shachi, the wife of Indra, Chandra, Chandravali, Rukmini, they're all avatars of Radha. This is the Vedic instruction. That Radha, of whom the menial service, all kinds of service, is the wealth of Bhaktivinod, Bhaktivinod begs for the lotus feet of such a person who has made the service of Radha their life, their wealth. Radha bhajane jadi mati nahi bhela, Krishna bhajana taba akarana gela. Ata paradit suraj nahi mani, Virahita Madhav Nahi Mani, Eva Madhav Puja Yesho Agyani,
Eva Madhav Puja Yesho
Agyani, Radha Ranada Karai Abhimani,
Radha
Raja Puja Emani,
Raja Puja Emani,
O my tongue, you who are overwhelmed, O my tongue, you who are overwhelmed with the desire for tasting material enjoyment, please hear my instructions. Always remain deeply absorbed in drinking the nectarian loving mellows of the beautiful names of the divine couple Radha and Krishna. The name of Radhika is ever fresh and lovely and is pure ambrosia. It is very sweet, utterly enchanting, and is the abode of complete satisfaction. With great care, you should eagerly blend this ambrosial name of Radhika with the wonderful sweet condensed milk of the name of Krishna. So the tongue is saying, your tongue, you're very eager to taste so many nice things. I'm giving you a recipe. You take the name of Radha, very fresh. Don't worry, it's always fresh. Don't put it in the fridge. It's pure nectar, always very sweet, utterly enchanting, and is the abode of complete satisfaction. So very eagerly blend. You have to do vigorously blend the ambrosial name of Radha with the wonderful sweet condensed milk of the name of Krishna. Now, next thing, add into the mixture the sweet fragrance of loving affection, which is both cool and delightful, and then drink this nectar, yes, day and night, and you will know what true happiness is. No longer will there remain on the tongue a thirst for mundane tastes, for these wonderful transcendental mellows will fulfill all of your desires. At the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhaktivinoda begs for ecstatic rapture in hearing and chanting the divine names of Radha and Krishna. Bhojana lala se roshane ama.
Bhojana lala se roshane ama.
Sunaha vidhanam.
Shanae,